What is your full name, please?
Joyce Wanacott.
Do we have permission to record this interview?
Certainly.
Where and when were you born?
I was born in Milford Haven, 1943.
Can I ask you, Joyce, how did you first meet Father Paul Sartori?
I met Father Paul Sartori when I poured him a pint up at the Stonemason's Arms public house.
Do you have any early memories of him?
Oh, I have loads of memories of him. Just a wonderful person. First impression you get, lovely. What can I say? Dishy. Gentleman. The person behind me was the same as me to him. Everybody was the same.
Was he often, how often was he in the stonemasons? I mean, was he there?
He went to
regularly?
See people. That's what I always thought. He enjoyed a pint. I'm not saying he didn't, he did. And oh, a pint, you know, I'm not saying. Make it out. But he went to see the people. It was one way of him to say hello. Definitely, you could see all that. All types of people.
Can you ever remember any conversation you had with him? When you were pouring him a pint or anything else? Or?
About the day, really, the weather, different things, different people. I knew quite a lot of people, and he'd always say, do you know where they are? Yes, you know, that sort of conversation. A gentleman.
Yeah. As a person, how would you describe him? I mean, you've said that he was good looking.
How would you describe him?
Was he
very caring, loving, thoughtful? I'm not saying maybe things that I didn't know about, and you know, he could have lost his temper, I don't know. But for me, I always just think, oh, he is a gentleman, definitely.
Did you ever go to events that he was at?
Yes, once or twice, but you know, you just went.
Yeah. Do you have any favourite stories or any specific any specific conversations you might have remembered? Anything that you might have been involved in town?
Not that I. When I started doing what I got more involved with him, I started doing raffles for the Paul Sartori, you know, that the raffles were mainly in stonemasons. I never took them out of the stonemasons. Because I only did them on raffle ticket books, you know, the which you aren't allowed to, you can now. And I did about 8 or 9 raffles for him, involved in stuff, and the money was sold there, shall we say.
What were the raffles for, Joyce?
For Paul Sartori.
Oh, Paul Sartori.
I raised the money. I know I did the raffles. Most of the prizes I gave myself, and I didn't mind that. I did ask a few shops downtown because they owed me favours.
Did you raise money for the project that Paul? Because of course Paul Sartori identified the need for hospice care in Pembrokeshire, and in the last year of his life, he was raising money for that purpose. Mm. And of course, then he tried to.
Yeah, that's right. Time I raised money on a raffle up at the Stonemason's Arms, I always put it back into an envelope, all written. If you see what I do now, everything is written on, you know.
And you gave it to Paul Sartori, did you?
I gave it to Paul Sartori. Oh.
So he was always looking for ways to raise money for his cherished project.
Yeah, always gave it. Sometimes the raffle would raise. And going back then, £40. Sometimes I'd raise 60. You know, it was according to the amount of people who were in the pub. That's what I want, you know. Mm.
Do you think Father Sartori impacted your life in any way?
No.
Not a specific impact in your life, but you remember him within the community.
Oh, yes, yeah, he was. I think a lot of people weren't Catholic. A lot used to shy away from him. I don't know, he's a Catholic priest. You know, I'm not Catholic. And it doesn't matter if you went to church or not. I don't think so. It was him. He was just a lovely person. You know, he was a handsome chap. Really.
But
handsome.
His appeal went beyond the boundaries of whether you were Catholic or not.
Mm, oh, yes. Yes, yeah, oh, yeah. Lovely, lovely person.
I know this is very difficult, but could you try to sum him up in just three words?
Handsome. And he was charitable, if you think about it, because that's what he wanted to give over to you. Wasn't it?
Would you say he was unconventional? He wasn't your sort of, if you've got the sort of mental image of a stuffy parish priest of any denomination, he wasn't a sort of unapproachable. He went out, he reached out to everybody.
Yes, yeah, I would have said yes, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no, he was a gentleman.
Yeah.
Very much the gentleman.
And kind.
Very, very. I don't know what went on behind doors, you know, I don't know. But for me, I always used to think, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, definitely. And if it didn't matter who was up in the stones, and you got all different types, and I'm not being disrespectful because they were the ones who gave most of the raffle money. Under the hills, you know.
Who were the drinkers at the stonemasons that Paul Sartori would have engaged with?
Gypsy. I don't mean it, because you know.
That's not an offensive term. That's a.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Mass, yeah.
A,
yeah.
Thing, so
you know, and I knew them all by Christian names, so you know, I'd say. I think it was just the way he came over to people. A lot of people who think they're the God's gift can't even do it, you know, but he did. You know what I mean? You're the same as me, Simon. Yeah.